And we are back at the Collins Center after a month off. Last home game was October 16th against Holy Names, and that was a victory. But now we're back, and with only three more home games left on the season. And this one going against NDNU, the Notre Dame Dana Mir Argonauts from Belmont, California. The Penguins come into this one with a 5-20 overall record, 3-14 in conference, and the Argonauts 1-23 overall with a 1-16 record in conference. So two teams looking to end this season on the right foot. And really, before we get the game started, got to note something that really happened kind of sadly. We had number three of the Argonauts, Sia Fagatogo Fiao, the freshman middle blocker from Daly City, California, go down with a really bad injury. Had to get taken off in a stretcher. That's why the game's been a little bit delayed here. But no, she's in safe hands as they got her out pretty quickly, and our athletic training staff here did a great job getting her out. But we'll see how the Notre Dame Argonauts respond to that, and they'll be countering, looking for Alvarez to have a big night as she has 151 kills on the season. It is the Argonauts versus the Penguins here, and what could be considered a rivalry as two of the three Bay Area teams here in the PacWest Conference taking off. These two teams met earlier in the season with the Penguins taking a 3-1 set victory, and that was last month in Belmont. And leading killer in that game was Amy Steinwall with 15 kills, and Pilkerton and Reggio Curley chipped in a nice 11 kills for the Penguins. So we'll see what happens here in the rematch. This one, of course, the last meeting of the season between the two teams, and we will now have the national anthem here that is going to be played. Just making sure before I send you guys off. There, here it is. And now for the starting lineup for the Argonauts, announced by head coach Nicole Analoro. They'll be sending out the leading killer, as I mentioned in the pregame, Bianca Alvarez, the freshman outside hitter from San Bruno, California. Playing libero today will be Karina Quintero, the junior from El Sobrante, California. Also playing as a freshman here will be Margaret Billingsley, the setter from Lee Moore, California. And another freshman in the starting lineup, very youthful team the Argonauts have, is Lauren Brown from Moreau Catholic, my high school alma mater there. She is the 5'10 middle blocker. And then we have the sophomore setter, Madeline Dubb, out of South San Francisco, California. And the freshman, Patricia Batoon, at middle blocker, will be playing out of Hawaii. And rounding out the starting lineup for Coach Analoro and the Argonauts will be Kawhi Robbins-Hardy, the junior outside hitter, sitting at 6 foot tall, also from Hawaii. And for your Penguins coming into this game, 5-20 overall, 3-14 in PacWest play, will be Madison Marshall, the 6'4 freshman from Oregon. Playing opposite hitter will be Amy Steinwan, who had 15 kills against the Argonauts last time these two teams met. And she is at 5'8 from Colorado. And libero will be Amanda Lee, the sophomore, 5'2 standing from Daly City, California. And then getting the start as a freshman is Alexa Logadice. She is the defensive specialist from Sacramento, California, standing at 5'3". And in the middle, we're going to have Samantha Raines, the 6 foot senior from Placerville, California, leads the team in blocks. We'll see if she can get something going against the Argonauts here. And playing the setting position will be Hannah Smith, the 5'6" sophomore from Reno, Nevada. And rounding out the starting lineup for Coach Gail Stammer in her fifth season will be another freshman, Shannon Reggio Curley, the outside hitter slash defensive specialist, sitting at 5'9" from Albany, California. So those are the two lineups here. These two teams did meet back in October with the Penguins taking a 3-1 set victory, and that was their second conference win on the season. Now looking for their fourth as they are 3-14 overall in PacWest play. And the Argonauts come into this one, even though they've only won one game, it was their last one against Holy Names, and they won that one 3-1 against in Oakland just this week on Wednesday. So they're coming off their first and only win, trying to get a win streak going here against the Penguins in the Collins Center. So that's what's at hand here. 1-23 Argonauts against the 5-20 Dominican Penguins. And Dominican still within chase of Chaminade. If they can win these next three games in conference play, they can knock them down and move up a spot in PacWest play. So still a lot to play for in these final three home games. Next one will be Tuesday, November 11th against Fresno Pacific, and that's going to be a rematch of the game they just had on Thursday. And really, they played well, lost 3-2 against Fresno Pacific, who right now is positioned at fourth in the conference. So a very good effort and good result for the most part. Just had to drop the difficult fifth set there in Fresno on Thursday. So they're coming off a very good game. Didn't get the result they wanted, but we'll see if the Penguins can bounce back here against the Argonauts, which are their rivals. So something we'll be playing a little bit more at hand here today. And everyone getting set here in the Collins Center. Good showing here as it is Chili's Day with the alumni, family, and friends coming out for a little get-together before the game. So nice full crowd in attendance here for this game on a Saturday afternoon. A little matinee start here. Going back to serve first for the Penguins will be the freshman, Shannon Riggio-Curley. And last match against the Argonauts, she had 11 kills. And she's been playing well of late, as I talked to Coach Stammer, and they really like the way she's progressing just as a freshman. Her serve to the back row, handled by the Argonauts. Set left side, leading killer Alvarez blocked. There's Penguins set it up for now middle blocker, and she knocks it down. The freshman, Madison Marshall, just 6'4", and a quick set there. Caught the Argonauts off guard, and the Penguins get the first point and keep the serve. Going back again is Riggio-Curley. She bounces it three times. Goes back row again, same spot. This set not good. Can't find an Argonaut, and that's going to be an ace for Riggio-Curley. 2-0 Penguins early on. And we'll see if the Penguins can really build off a good start and really put these Argonauts in doubt again, because you know when you're not winning a lot of games and you get down early, negative thoughts start to jump in. So we'll see if the Penguins can get that going early. Same spot this set, a little bit better. They go to Alvarez on the left side, and the Penguins are there. Beautiful serve receive. And Logoduce just gets it over. Argonauts have it right side. Logoduce there to stop the kill. Steinwand now blocked by the Argonauts. Penguins still have it. They go to Steinwand once again. This time back row off the shoulder of the Argonauts, and it falls. 3-0 Penguins. And that was Amy Steinwand last time against the Argonauts. 15 kills. Just a freshman. We see what kind of power she has on that left side with a beautiful kill there. 3-0. Riggio-Curley back to serve once again. Back row handled by the Argonauts. They're going to Alvarez, really trying to get her involved early. Penguins handle it. Quick set over by Smith. Argonauts sniff it out. Logoduce bump. Back set. Try to get Marshall. She just has to do a little hook shot. Get it over. Argonauts now set it up for Alvarez. Left side into the net, and the Penguins get the point. 4-0 early on here. And we can see the Argonauts offense really trying to get Bianca Alvarez, the leading killer with 151 kills for the Argonauts. Every time they're going towards her, and the Penguins kind of know that as they're sending a double block over there each and every time. And right now it's working for the Penguins as they're up 4-0. This time they go once again to Alvarez. She splits the double block and gets a point right in front of the Penguin. Dive attempt from Amanda Lee. So the Argonauts get on the board here. 4-1 coming in for Argonauts is going to be Maddie Kame, the 6-foot junior from Folsom, California. Went to Vista del Lago. Serve from the Argonauts. Riggio-Curley's there. Not her best receive, but they still get it. Steinwand finds the back row and gets the kill. 5-1. And it all started there with the serve receive. It wasn't the best, but got it there right to Steinwand and was able to hit it, get the kill. Now 5-1. Lee back to serve. She goes back row. Argonauts have it. Bump over to Alvarez. Nicely hit. There's Logoduce. Smith running set. Steinwand into the double block. Penguins have it on their side. Quick set from Marshall, but the Argonauts are there. Now Alvarez, her back row kill attempt. Finds Riggio-Curley, and Riggio-Curley can't handle it. Too hot there as it's 5-2. Now Argonauts trail with serve. Alvarez just fresh off that last kill. Back to serve. She's all the way back at the wall. Now runs up to the line, hits it over. Smith, quick set for Marshall again, but blocked by the Argonauts. Penguins still have it. Steinwand has to hit it with her left hand as the Argonauts are there. Back row attempt from Alvarez. Tips the net. Lee with a diving dig. Set Smith. Reggio Curley hangs too long. Knocks it over softly. Argonaut now kill attempt. Goes cross court. Does it find the line? And it does. Nice cross court kill there for the Argonauts. And that was Kawhi Robbins Hardy, the junior from Hawaii, standing at 6 feet tall. She went cross court where no Penguins were to give the Argonauts a point, 5-3. Back row, Penguins set. In a running set, they're going to call a lift there on Smith as it was not the best service received there from Reggio Curley. Created Smith to run a little bit into the net, giving a lift, and the Argonauts get another point, 5-4, as they're now down just by one with this recent run. Soft serve, Logan DJ there. Smith goes over to Steinwan. Steinwan too far. Now they're going to call contact was made. They're going to call block at the net, and that's why the ball went too far. So the Penguins get the point, 6-4 here on in the first set. And coming in for Coach Stammer and the Penguins is going to be Pilkerton, had 11 kills against the Argonauts last time these two teams faced off. Smith, nice serve. Over to the Argonauts' left side, kill from Robbins Hardy. And now they're kind of in the opposite side of Alvarez, as we saw they're running Alvarez the first 5-6 kill attempts. But now they're going to Hardy as she's got the hot hand and two kills in a row for the Argonauts, down by one, 6-5. Back to serve is the libero, Karina Quintero, the 5'5" junior. She goes back row. Reggio Curley there. Lee bump set over to Steinwan. Steinwan rips it, and that's a kill. Ball ricochets over to the left side wall right behind me because it was such a hard hit. And Steinwan already with her second kill, 7-5, Penguins lead. Steinwan now back to serve. She settles herself. She has a nice serve when she gets it right. This time just goes softly, but it still creates an ace. Hardy could not handle it in the back row in the left corner. And Steinwan's going to get the ace, second ace of the set for the Penguins, 8-5. Penguins looking for that fourth conference win here and sixth win overall. Steinwan nicks the net this time. Argonauts are there. Hardy on the left side. Diving dig. Does it stay alive? And the Penguins couldn't chase it down as the first bump was there. Smith had to run and get it, but then no one could get the redirect to get it over the net as the Argonauts get the point. 8-6, Penguins lead here in set number one. Coming in for the Argonauts is going to be Madeline Dubb, the 5'6 sophomore, and she'll be serving. She goes softly. Reggio Curley's there. Back set by Smith. Pilkerton just dumps it over. Argonauts trying to chase it down. Still on their side, and they get it over on the third hit. Lee chases it down. Jumping set this time from Smith, and no one's there as Reggio Curley knocks it down in front of a diving Quintero, and the Penguins get the ninth point of the set. 9-5. Penguins lead coming in. For Lee is going to be Madison Marshall. Back to serve, Samantha Raines, the leading blocker on the team. She goes to the back row. Alvarez is there. Argonauts go to Hardy on the left side and dumps it very softly. I don't know if that was a miss hit or if that was planned, but she gets it right over the double block, and it falls right in front of a diving Steinwan, and Coach Stammer not happy with the way that the Argonauts have been able to respond to the early deficit. She takes a timeout. 9-7 here in the Collins Center. First game back in a month, as the last time they played in the Collins Center was October 16th against Holy Names, where they won 3-0. And then went on a road trip to NDNU, then the Hawaii schools, then Holy Names, then Fresno Pacific. So they've been all over pretty much. But now coming back home for three final contests, which you can hear at radio.dominican.edu. The next one will be Tuesday, November 11th against Fresno Pacific. Then senior night will be Thursday, November 13th against Academy of Arts. So two good teams coming into the Collins Center following this match here. Look for the Penguins to get some momentum early on with this win and try to carry that on to their next two home matches to close out the season. And we've got to talk about the youth of the Penguins right now. They start in this game alone, they started three freshmen, which really is a telling sign of how good this team can be in the coming years, as they're starting very good youth here in these last couple of games. And we've seen these players progress over the season under Coach Stammer. And we know that this year probably didn't go the way they wanted to because of injuries and other things that happened early on in the season. But they've been able to really respond and get promising growth from almost their whole roster, which really bodes well for the future coming up next year for the Penguins. Back to serve out of the timeout. It's going to be Hardy. And her serve way long as Steinwan lets it go easily. And it's a service error for Hardy. And the Penguins get the point, 10-7. Coming in for Hardy is going to be, for the Argonauts, is going to be Sarah Rodriguez, the 5'9 junior from Watsonville, California. Going back to serve for the Penguins is Loga Duce. We're having a little confrontation with the refs here. They get it all settled. Logaduce throws it up. She finds the newly entered Argonaut. They handle it. Alvarez kill on the left side. Logaduce is there to get it. Smith just has to bump it over as she couldn't get a set properly. Now Alvarez once again. Logaduce couldn't handle his off her hands. And a nice kill from Alvarez on the left side. Coming into this match, 151 kills, and you can see why. She has very good power on that left side. She gets the kill. 10-8. Penguins leading here in set one. Going back to serve is Lauren Brown. Another freshman. Both teams very, very young here in this conference matchup. Regio Curley, her kill attempt long, and the Argonauts get two consecutive points to trim the lead back down to one, 10-9. They are fresh off a 3-1 victory over Holy Names just on Wednesday. So the Argonauts are playing their best kind of volleyball towards the end of the season. And a serve, bad service received there from the Penguins. Smith couldn't get the set, and Alvarez met her at the net to knock it down. Things knotted up at 10 here early on in set one. Another serve from Brown. She goes soft. Lee's there. Smith has to run to set it up perfectly. Regio Curley tries to go soft, and the Argonauts sniffed it out as they block it, send it right back in her face. And the Argonauts' first lead of set number one comes at 11-10. Brown, third serve in a row. Regio Curley there. Set from Smith. They go quick. Madison Marshall in the middle gets the kill to tie things up at 11. And we're seeing the Penguins run that play a lot. A quick set from Smith to get Marshall in the middle to knock it down. Regio Curley back to serve. The freshman bounces it four times, has it at the hip. She throws it up, gets it over. Back row, bumped. Another bump to kind of set to get Alvarez on the left wing, blocked. Penguins have it on their side. Lee goes with her bump set over to Steinwand. Steinwand into the block, ricochets. No Argonauts can get there. Point to the Penguins, kill for Steinwand. 12-11, Penguins in set number one. And Regio Curley will go back for her second consecutive serve. Argonauts looking for that second PacWest win. Penguins looking for their fourth. And they get a nice setup there in the middle for, that's going to be Patricia Batoon, another freshman, 5'11 from Hawaii. And that was a good set for her in the middle to knock it down and tie things up at 12. Back to serve for the Argonauts is going to be Margaret Billingsley. She goes soft, and Regio Curley has to dive to keep it alive. She does. Steinwand back row, kill Argonauts there. Left side, Alvarez into the block of Marshall. Marshall gets it. Argonauts can't chase it down, and Marshall gets the block. Penguins with a 13-12 lead now. Marshall very active early on here, just a freshman. Gives the Penguins a lead, 13-12 coming in for Marshall. It's going to be Samantha Raines, and we know what she can do with the block. So you're subbing a very good blocker for another excellent blocker, so we'll see what they can do here. Argonauts handle the serve, but they can't get a set good as the running hit from Batoon was kind of awkward because she didn't know if the ball was going to hit the net or not, so she couldn't get it over. 14-12, Penguins lead in set one. Back to serve will be Lee. She spins it, hits it over. Argonauts can't handle that serve either, and Lee's serve creating some problems for the Argonauts. Point, Penguins 15-12 here as they're now are back up by three. And they're picking on that back row. We'll see if the Argonauts can handle it here and get their setter up perfectly. Same hit. This time they handle it. They go to Alvarez. She dumps it over softly. Steinwand's there. Smith, quick set to Samantha Raines. Didn't get the kind of contact she wanted. The Argonauts have it. And a high set there. Alvarez hits it over. Smith, jump set over to Steinwand. Steinwand, nice diving save by the Argonauts. Can they get it over on three? They do. Logaduce, bumped, set. Steinwand, left side, and she doesn't find the back row. No contact made. Point to the Argonauts, 15-13. And this game does figure to be a close one as they played kind of back and forth, neck and neck, in their first matchup in two teams that really similar records. So we are expecting a close match here. Regio Curley, nice handle off the serve. Smith tries to trick him and dump it over, but the Argonauts are there. And a kill from the right side, and that's the red, I'm going to call that pink-haired on the right side. And that's Maddie Kame, the 6-foot junior from Folsom, California, with the kill. Rocking the pink, reddish hair. She gets the kill, 15-14. Argonauts down, just one again. And a serve received that wasn't what she wanted. Regio Curley now has to adjust and just get it over. Argonauts set it up perfectly. Left side, and that's Robbins Hardy to tie things up. 15 apiece here in set number one. Argonauts confident as they did win their last match 3-1. So we know what kind of things that can do for a team as they're trying to build a win streak here towards the end of the season. Smith can't get the set because of a bad serve received from Regio Curley, and the Argonauts have their lead by one now, 16-15. Alvarez will get her second serve in a row. Back at the wall, she runs up to the line, hits it over. But this time it's in the net. Didn't expect that from the leader, just a freshman, but she is the leader of this team, both in kills and on the court, 16-16. Now because of the service error, Hannah Smith back to serve for the Penguins. And it hits her in the head. It looked like it was going out. Alvarez tried to look at it closely, and it hits her in the back of the head. So a fortunate break for Hannah Smith and the Penguins, as it looked like it could have been a service error, but turns into a service ace, 17-16. This time she goes much softer. Alvarez there to handle it. Hardy, left side with her left hand. Couldn't get good contact. Lee, bump set over to Pilkerton, and Pilkerton into the net. Point to the Argonauts, tied up at 17. And Pilkerton just didn't get the set where she wanted right there. She tried to adjust with her left hand, but couldn't get it down. Things knotted up at 17 apiece here. Argonauts back to serve. And that's going to be the libero, Karina Quintero. She throws it up. Regio Curley there, goes to her knee to get it, but Steinwan goes for the kill and blocked by Hardy on that left side. And Argonauts back up by one, 18-17. And Hardy doing it both on the offensive and defensive side. That's her second block. She has two kills already in this first set as well. Been a major factor as why the Argonauts are now up by one. Quintero serve and another service error. Not what the Argonauts wanted as they were up by one, but now give the point and serve back to the Penguins, tied up at 18 apiece. Steinwan, the freshman, back to serve. She goes, finds Quintero. Quintero with a nice pass over to Hardy. Hardy into the block. And they're going to give the point. Don't know if it... And they're going to say it didn't fall in the court. They're going to say out of bounds, so the point will go to the Argonauts. Couldn't see on that far sideline if it hit the line or not. And I was waiting for the refs to give a signal, and they said it did not hit the line. So the Argonauts will get the point, 19-18. And on the serve, they're going to call a net violation on Samantha Raines as she tried to chase down the pass, 20-18 now. Penguins trail by two here in set number one. And we're going to have a substitution here for the Penguins. This is the first time in this game Madeline Paulson is going to come in for the Penguins. See if she can change things around as Argonauts need just five more points to end set number one. And a nice set by Hannah Smith goes quickly to Samantha Raines. Samantha Raines shoved it right down in that kill area about four feet away from the net to get the point. And you can see the kind of momentum's change there. Samantha Raines went quickly back to get the ball to serve. She gets it over. Argonauts try to get a kill. Lauren Brown on the right side, blocked by Regio Curley. No, they're going to call Marshall with the block. Point Penguins, things tied up at 20. Scoring going back and forth here. Multiple lead changes and ties in this one. Only the first set, but very good action back and forth. Raines the serve again. They're going to get Hardy on the left side, blocked by Marshall. Argonauts have it. Miscommunication. They kept it alive. Hardy again. Samantha Raines is there. Nice save. Pilkerton into the block. It goes out of bounds. Points. Penguins 21-20. And the first timeout for Coach Annalaro and the Argonauts. And we'll be back here at radio.dominican.edu with the conclusion of set number one. Take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Don't you know we love this week? Dear mama. We are back here in the Collins Center in set one, 21-20 Argonauts. Trail here, but do get the point as Lauren Brown with the kill, 21-21. here in set one that's gone back and forth. Going back to serve for the Argonauts will be Hardy. She bounces it twice, throws it up, hits it over, and it's very softly as Reggio Curley's there. Smith, Pilkerton, softly, Argonauts there. They go left side to Alvarez. Kill, is it too deep? No, it finds the back line as Lee couldn't chase it down on the dive. Thought it might go out of bounds, but it doesn't. And the Argonauts, with 2 points in a row, regain the lead. 22-21. Hardy back to serve. Tossed up, hits it over. Reggio Curley with the handle. Now she's going to get the kill attempt. She goes into the chest of the Argonauts, but they chase it down. Get it over on the third hit. Paulson, Smith. Smith over to Reggio Curley again. Too long. No contact made. 23-21. The Argonauts lead. And the Penguins thought that the contact was made by the block because of, I think we had two refs saying different things, but the head ref on top of the podium says no contact was made on the block. Coach Stammer not happy, rightfully so, as it is 20th. And we're going to have a captain's talk here as Smith goes over there to talk to the head ref. And Stammer is going to use her timeout, as I guess the call initially was the Penguins got the point due to a block at the net. Head ref on top of the podium says no contact was made, so he switches the call, overturns it, gives the point to the Argonauts, and it's 23-21 Penguins trail here in set number one. Really a set that's gone back and forth, as I've touched on. Multiple lead changes. The biggest lead for either team has been 3 points, so no one really separating themselves yet. Argonauts come into this one with a 1-23 record overall, 1-16 in conference, as they just got their first conference and overall win against Holy Names on Wednesday. Dominica on the other side, struggling of late, but playing good enough to win games. They lost in 5 sets the last 2 times, both the Holy Names and then Fresno Pacific on Thursday. So they've been close, just haven't gotten the victory yet in those last couple of games, and they are 5-20 overall, 3-14 in conference. And coming out of the timeout, Hardy will be serving again, 23-21. Gets it over. Paulson, nice service receive. Over to Marshall, and Marshall avoids the block from Brown and fits it in to get the kill. A much-needed point for the Penguins, 23-22 in the Collins Center on a chilly Cove day where it's a very good crowd in hand, as the men's soccer team just got back as well, so now they're watching the game. A lot of people here enjoying a very close match in set number one. Logaduce to serve. The set from the Argonauts is good. Alvarez has it, but Lee is there. In the back row, Smith. Over to Reggio Curley. She goes softly in front of the diving Argonauts, and they couldn't get there. 23 apiece, and the Penguins battle back to tie things up. Set number one here, just 2 points away if the Penguins can get 2 consecutive points here to end it. 23-23, Logaduce goes to the back row. Argonauts have it, left side, Alvarez. Alvarez's kill, very good as it hits the line. No one could get there for the Penguins. Just a beautiful offensive execution there from the Argonauts. 24-23 as they have the first set point of the match. Going back to serve is the freshman, Lauren Brown. She bounces it a couple times, tosses it up, hits it over. Softly, Paulson there. Not her best pass, but Reggio Curley there to adjust and get the kill. Keeps things alive, 24 apiece here in set number one. Coming in for Paulson is going to be Steinwand. And back to serve for the Penguins is Shannon Reggio Curley. As they play the Jaws theme, I guess her nickname is the Shark. That's the first time I've heard it, but I like it. And a nice musical introduction there. And a kill from Alvarez on the left side. Logaduce couldn't handle it. And once again, the Argonauts will have their second set point here. 25-24, they lead. Back to serve. Margaret Billingsley, the 5'6 freshman from Leemore, California, tosses Lee there. Nice pass. Smith set over to Steinwand into the block. Argonauts, it goes out of bounds. I thought it fell inside the corner. I thought that would have been the end of set number one. But the Penguins get a little break as it went just outside the line. 25-25. Now Penguins tied with the serve. Set one. We knew it couldn't end at 25 because this game's been too close. Argonauts didn't get the handle they want, so they just have to get it over on their third hit. Smith, quick set to Samantha Raines, but she's blocked in the middle by the Argonauts, and they're going to give the block to Batoon, the 5'11 freshman, and their third set point here for the Argonauts is going to be Alvarez. And in the match last month against the Argonauts, they had a set go to 29-31 points in the fourth set, so we know these teams are capable of playing close matches. Here in set one, it's already looking like that. Rizzo Curley goes soft. Argonauts have to dive, but they keep it alive. Hardy can't get the hook shot kill attempt there. Looked like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, if you know the basketball reference. It goes into the net, 26-26. Penguins tie it back up, and they're going to look to get their first advantage here after the 25th point. Smith will be serving. Tossed up. And Batoon has to hit it off her chest, but they keep it alive. Hardy into the double block. Penguins have it. Back row, Rizzo Curley has to do a far set for Pilkerton. She just bumps it over. Argonauts now once again go Hardy on the left side. Rizzo Curley's there. Smith set cross-court. Steinwan off the block. Alvarez diving top. They get it set up for Hardy. Hardy goes softly. Steinwan there. Going back and forth here on this point. Pilkerton into the block. Penguins still have it. Somehow this is still alive. They go back row. Argonauts now. Soft to Batoon. Into the net. Penguins get the point. And they needed that. 27-26. Penguins lead here in set number one as the energy picking up as this is the Penguins' first set point here in set number one. 27-26. Tossed up. Back row. Argonauts have it set across for Hardy. She goes, splits the double block, but the bounce all the way over to the Argonauts, and now they have it once again. Her second kill attempt, Hardy. Again, blocked. Argonauts have it. Hardy again. Third time's a charm. Yes, it is, as Logaduce couldn't handle it. No, it's Smith who couldn't handle it. 27 apiece. Argonauts save the set, and it's going back to them for service. 27 apiece. Back to serve the libero, Quintero. She spins it, tosses it up. Goes to Rizzo Curley. Now Smith. Smith cross court to Steinwan. Steinwan knocks it down. Perfectly executed play as it was set up nicely from Smith to Steinwan on that side to get the kill. 28-27. And it's going to be the Penguins' second set point as they're going to send in one of their better servers, Paulson, to take the spot of Steinwan. Let's see what Paulson can do. Can she end it here? Penguins rocking the pink socks here today. Goes back row, Alvarez there. Set, Hardy, left side, into the block, and it falls. Penguins get the point and the set. 29-27, the final in set number one, as it really went back and forth. Both teams battled, but the Penguins get the set that mattered, 29-27, and we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu for set number two. Penguins took set one, 29-27, in a barn-burning first set. We will be back here with set number two now as the Argonauts will send out Alvarez, Hardy, Batoon, and waiting for the rest of their, they're going to go Quintero, Billingsley, and Brown. And the Penguins yet to break huddle as they just do here. And they're going to go Reigns, Marshall, Logaduce, Reggio, Curley, Smith, and Steinwand. And the Argonauts really had a two-headed attack there in the first set with six kills apiece. It was Hardy and Alvarez, and the Penguins answered with seven kills from Steinwand, three from Marshall, three for Reggio, Curley, and one from Pilkerton and one from Reigns. So a little bit more spread out for the Penguins. That's why they got the win there in set number one, 29-27. And in the match last month, Argonauts dropped three sets to one against the Penguins. So we'll see what the Penguins can do here to go up 2-0. In set number two, back to serve for the Argonauts is going to be Margaret Billingsley, the freshman from Lemoore, California, throws it up. Reggio Curley there. Smith, jump set over to Steinwand. Steinwand continues her hot first set to get a kill there, go up 1-0. And a nice running set there from Hannah Smith. Had a little jump action to get some more air under it, and Steinwand was able to kill it. And we were one player short there. Samantha Reigns had a run on as the serve was going off. A little bit awkward what happened there, but the Penguins able to recover. Reigns, fresh off from running off the seat, she gets the kill. And really confusing there as she's even laughing, and the Penguins get the point 2-0. Maybe they should try that play more. Going from one player down to getting the kill. I like it. 2-0, Penguins lead here. They got off to a quick start in set number one, but the Argonauts were able to answer. Alvarez on the left side, Logaduce there, and she couldn't handle the kill as it goes off her hands as she tried to get it to where her head was, but it just hit her hands and fell right in front of her. 2-1, Argonauts trail. Alvarez with the serve. Back at the wall, tosses it, Reggio Curley. Goes down to Anita to get it, but gets there. Samantha Reigns with the running hit on the right side. Argonauts handle it. Hardy goes to Lee. Lee for the Penguins there. Steinwand finds the left side. But they're going to say, no, she didn't. I thought I saw she did. But they're going to call a no point for the Penguins, and a point goes to the Argonauts, 2-2. Back to serve, Alvarez. Logaduce there. Set over to Steinwand again. She gets another crack at it into the double block. Argonauts have it. Hardy on that left side, and it hits Steinwand. Reggio Curley thought she was going to be there, so miscommunication there as the Argonauts 3 points in a row, 3-2. Alvarez, fourth consecutive serve here. They're getting on a little bit of a run. Back row, Reggio Curley there. Smith jump set Steinwand into the block, but they're going to call a net violation on the Argonauts. As they made good contact on the block, it would have been a point, but over the line there on the net, so point to the Penguins, 3-3. Going back to serve will be Hannah Smith, the setter for the Penguins. Tossed up, hit over. Alvarez for the Argonauts handles it. They go quickly to Batoon, and Batoon knocks it down as a double block. Couldn't get there in time. 4-3, Argonauts lead here in set number two. Coming in for Coach Annalaro will be Lauren Brown, the freshman. Back to serve is Quintero. The libero throws the ball up, hit over. Steinwand there, nice serve receive, gets things set up perfectly for Pilkerton, but she goes soft. Argonauts have it. Hardy into the block. Smith now for the Penguins was able to get there. Pilkerton once again, this time on the right side. Argonauts there in the back row, and it's Hardy off the block. Lee, nice set all the way up to the net, but Reigns gets blocked at the net by Lauren Brown. I'm not going to call the ball win on the other side. I'm just off on my vision game here. Samantha Reigns is going to get the kill instead of being blocked at the net as it fell on the Argonauts side, 4-4. Things tied up. Pallison just entered. She serves. And it had a dive there as Quintero, but she kept it alive. Hardy gets blocked by Samantha Reigns, but they still have it. This time Hardy goes soft. Penguins there. Right side, Pilkerton with the left hand. Hits off the hand. Quintero once again dives. And the Argonauts have it hit off the pole. No, they're going to call a point out of bounds. So Penguins will get the point, 5-4. 2 points in a row gives the Penguins the lead, and Pallison will serve once again. 5-4 here in set number two, and the Penguins took set one, 29-27. And a bad set as she had to run, and Hardy couldn't handle it. She goes into the net with her kill attempt, 6-4 Penguins lead. Hardy just couldn't adjust to the poor set there. as it all started with the serve receive. It was a little awkward. Setter had to run and really get a tough set off. Hardy couldn't adjust on the hit as it went right into the net. Gave the point to the Penguins. And a timeout from Coach Annalara. And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with some more set two action in PacWest play.
Here's I was a mad dog breeder. And I had my signature cross was I crossed a border collie with a watermelon. And it was adorable. People loved it. Except for one thing, they would always complain that they were too sad. The world was just not ready for the melancholy. Clinique has started advertising that they no longer test their products on animals, which is a huge bummer because now I have no...
Back at the Collins Center for set two action, Penguins lead 6-4 against the Argonauts from Belmont, California. Two teams located about 40 minutes away from each other, driving distance. And the kill attempt from the Argonauts gets blocked at the net. It went out of bounds, but they're going to say contact was made by Samantha Raines at the net, so the Argonauts will get the point. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, where department chair is Brad Van Alstyne and our faculty advisor is Stuart Horn. Our athletics director is Brandon Leinbach. Our associate AD and NCAA compliance officer is Amy Hinkleman. And our assistant AD for communications is Brandon Davis. And coming out of that, the Penguins get the block. And they're going to give a kill to Pilkerton, and they get the point 7-5. Penguins lead in set number two. They're not letting the Argonauts make the run here, as the Penguins have answered with a run of their own, up by two. Coming in to serve for the Penguins is Caitlin Van Ryan, as she just entered, and she goes right into the net, not what the freshman wanted, and the point goes to the Argonauts 7-6. Now Samantha Raines comes in to set off the substitution, and Amanda Lee will take her place. And Coach Stammer having a talk here with Van Ryan. She came in for the serve, didn't execute. Paulson. Nice serve receive. Lee bumps it up. Kill attempt from the left side for the Penguins. No good. Argonauts have it. It's blocked at the net. Now Penguins try. They go right side. Pilkerton. She gets off. Quintero there. Had to save it. Now she has to hit it once again as the Argonauts running all over the place. They get it right side. Pilkerton once again. And the Argonauts not really settling the ball, but the Penguins getting multiple chances. We'll see if they can knock this one down. In the middle. Madison Marshall didn't hit it right, but she got it over. I think that was the kind of deception there. Tricked the Argonauts. It looked like she was going for a power hit and it hit off the top of her fingertips and fell right in front of the Argonauts, and it gives the Penguins a point, 8-6. Logaduce back to serve. 8-6 here in set number two. Tossed up, back row, Argonauts have it. They go quickly, Lauren Brown with the kill, and a nice quick set there from Margaret Billingsley, and Lauren Brown read it perfectly. Got it up at its highest point and got the nice, powerful kill, 8-7. Argonauts trail by one. She goes soft. Amanda Lee has to dive, and it goes over the Argonauts' side. Billingsley to Lauren Brown, and they fake it to Alvarez. Blocked by Marshall. Argos still have it. They go Alvarez once again. There's Steinwand. No, it's Madison Marshall in the middle. Nothing going there as the Argonauts have it once again. Alvarez softly. Penguins there. Nice set from Smith. Paulson just has to get it over. Argos will try again. They go other side to Batoon. Logaduce, nice diving dig. Riggio Curley, left side block. Argos can't chase it down, and the Penguins get the point. 9-7 there as the Penguins lead in set number two. Good action going back and forth as Logaduce kept it alive with the diving dig. And the Penguins were able to answer there on the left side kill. 9-7. Back to serve, Riggio Curley. Billingsley with the set for the Argonauts. Alvarez into the block. Penguins have it. Lee up to Smith. Smith tricked him over, and no one's there. That's too easy for Smith there. 10-7. Penguins now lead by three. We've only seen that twice today from her. Usually very frequent to do that, and the Argonauts could not read it. Riggio Curley back to serve. Tossed. Gets it over. Argos have to run to set it up, but Alvarez gets a nice attempt and Lee's there perfectly. Perfect set. Steinwand left side, and that's a kill as it goes off the scoreboard in the southern end of the Collins Center, 11-7. And that was a nice play all around from the pass to the set by Smith and then the kill by Steinwand. And Jaws theme plays once again. Here's a second serve in a row from Riggio Curley. She goes soft. Quintero there for the Argonauts. They go left side to Alvarez. That's where they're going every time. Penguins know it, and they're there. Madison Marshall in the middle. Her kill. Argonauts try to chase it down. A 2-3 hit. Does it get over? No, it does not. Falls about 2 feet short of the net. Point to the Penguins, 12-7. And we get to hear Jaws theme once again as Reggio Curley will be going back to serve. She takes a deep breath. Bounced. Thrown over. And a nice serve as the Argonauts couldn't have it. And a service ace there from Reggio Curley. And they've made their first run here in set number two as up by 6 points now, 13-7. Reggio Curley back to serve. Set number one was taken by the Penguins, 29-27. This set, and Reggio Curley couldn't get the serve in that time. Nice little run there for the Penguins as service goes back to the Argonauts, 13-8. Coming in for Coach Annalara will be Maddie Kame, the 6-foot junior. Going back to serve will be Margaret Billingsley. Argonauts looking for that second conference win. Penguins looking for that fourth. Billingsley runs, serves. Reggio Curley gets it. Smith has to run all the way back to the back row to set it. Quintero diving save. Alvarez, left side, she goes soft, and the Penguins couldn't adjust. And they were frustrated there as Lee took the ball and kind of tossed it back in frustration. Penguin staff there runs it down quickly so it doesn't get back on the court. 13-9. Argonauts trail with service. Billingsley runs up to the line. Tossed over Logaduce there. Nice back set, but Marshall is blocked at the net. The Argonauts read it as that was Batoon in the middle. And Batoon leads the Argonauts coming into this one with 48 blocks. She's added two more already in this set alone. And the Argonauts now, which at one point was a 6-point deficit, cut it into three. 13-10 here in set number two. Left side, Steinwan didn't get the set she wants. She just gets it over softly. They go Alvarez quickly, and Logaduce couldn't handle it. And the Argonauts are running that same play every time. They're getting Alvarez on the left side as she is their leading killer. They have no really other recipe, and it's working here to crawl it back into the game, 13-11. Back to serve Billingsley. Soft. Logaduce there to the knee. Kept alive Marshall with the lift. They're going to call a net violation as the double block from Batoon and Kay was there, but they touched the net, gave the point to the Penguins. 14-11 here in set number two. Back to serve, Lee. She goes back row. Argonauts with a nice setup. Alvarez left side. Penguins there. Quick set for Steinwan. Steinwan blocked at the net. Argonauts have it. They're going Alvarez again. She goes off the net. Logaduce handles that one. Lee up to Steinwan. Steinwan quickly into the block. Reggio Curley reacts quickly, keeps it alive. Steinwan once again. Third time's a charm. Knocks it down. 15-11. Penguins now up four. Back to serve is going to be Lee. It looks like the Penguins playing with a little bit more fire here in set number two, not letting the Argonauts hang around. Spun. Lee tossed over. Alvarez, not the kind of reception she wanted, as the Argonauts just have to get it over on their third hit. Lee set good for quick set from Smith. Samantha Raines killed, but somehow Quintero kept it alive. Thought that was a for certain kill there. They do the same play again. This time Samantha Raines goes soft. Quintero to the floor once again, keeps it alive, and a kill attempt on the right side. Argonauts couldn't find the line. Point to the Penguins, 16-11. And they try to get Maddie Kane on that right side to trick and find the white line on the side, but she couldn't quite get it as she was 2 feet off. Penguins get the point, 16-11. Lee once again serves Alvarez with the bump set, and no one there to kill it, so they just get it over. They go quickly, Steinwan, and she gets it down, 17-11. And they have really gapped here in set number two. And a 6-point lead for your Penguins. First home game in a month. And they did win their last two home games, so they're on a two-game home winning streak as they beat Hilo 3-2, then they beat Holy Names 3-0. So the Penguins play extremely well in the Collins Center right now, trying to add that to a three-consecutive home win streak. And an off-the-serve again, blocked from Hannah Smith. Raines and Smith set up the double block to get the point to the Penguins, and another point, 18-11. And the Argonauts forced to call a timeout as Coach Annalara not liking what she sees. And we'll be back with the conclusion of set number two at radio.dominica.edu. Spring in your eyes, Beck at radio.dominican.edu. Mike Temple on the call. It is November 8th and a 3 p.m. start time. Penguins up one set to none over the rival Argonauts, looking to make it two sets to none here with just a couple more points as they are up 18-11 over the Argonauts. And they go Alvarez left side, softly, and a double block from Smith and Reigns once again. Works to perfection, 19-11. I think the Penguins know what's coming on every time. They're trying to get Alvarez on that left side, so the double block perfectly there once again, two times in a row, 19-11, Penguins lead. Back to serve again is Lee, the libero, this time into the net as she tried to put a little bit more oomph behind it and get the speed. That time it just hit the net, giving the Argonauts service and the point as they are down 19-12, but back to serve is Alvarez, the team leader in kills for them. Back at the wall, she runs up, Hardy comes in for the Argonauts as well. Another offensive weapon that the Argonauts have. So now they have Alvarez, their two leading killers out there. They go set, left side, no one there as a miscommunication for the Argonauts. The set was, it looked perfect to me, but no Argonaut was there. So a miscommunication on the play, run there, and Penguins get the point, 20-12. Back to serve will be Hannah Smith with an 8-point lead here in set number two. Tossed up, back row Quintero, Billingsley over to Hardy. Hardy blocked at the net. Penguins have it. They go quickly to Reigns. Argonauts have two people diving and were able to keep it alive. And a kill attempt from the right side goes way long. And that was Haley Wispinski. First time we've called her name today. And she tries to get the kill but goes into the stands where it says the ice box here in the Collins Center. And it goes out. Point to the Penguins, 21-12. Hardy, left side, blocked by Samantha Reigns. And they are doing very well on that left side block there. Up by 10 now here in set number two, 22-12. Coming in for the Penguins will be Valerie Larson, taking the place of Hannah Smith. And a 10-point lead here in set number two, 22-12. They took the first set, 29-27. And the Penguins will be back for their next home game on Tuesday, November 11th, which you can hear also live. And into the net, Batoon, as they can't get the point. And the Penguins now just 2 points away from closing out set number two and going up 2-0. 23-12. Larson once again back to serve. She gets it over softly. Quintero there, now Hardy left side. Larson there to keep it alive beautifully. Now it's going to be Steinwand and her kill. You know it's good. 24-12. Penguins now up by 12. One more point to close out set number two. Larson. We'll try to end it here for the Penguins. 24-12, up one set to none. Quintero with the handle, they go quickly to Batoon, Penguins there. Larson runs to get the set, goes back row kill, Reggio curly soft. Quintero bumped over to Hardy. Hardy into the double block and Lee dove but couldn't get there. 24-13, Argonauts trail but do have service. Just 1 point, we'll give the Penguins a 2-0 lead here in this one. Looking for their fourth conference win and sixth win overall. Trying to build out a two-game home win streak in the Collins Center. Quintero tossed up. Reggio curly to the knee, keeps it alive. And now she'll get the kill from the back row attempt. Quintero running to save it. She does. Hardy, her kill on the block. Penguins have it. Quick set. Samantha Reigns goes softly. Laura Brown touches it. Argonauts couldn't get there. Point Penguins. 2-0 as they take this one, 25-13. So the first one, they win 29-17. Second one, a little bit differently, they take it 25-13. And it just takes one more until they close things out 3-0. And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with set number three. Going to close things out here in set number three, up 7-6 over the Argonauts. Reggio curly with the kill on the left side, and she gets it down as a diving Quintero couldn't get there. So Reggio curly will get the kill, 8-6, Penguins lead with service. Back to serve will be Reggio curly. She's on the position on the left corner of the court. Tossed up, hit over, Alvarez handled. Billingsley goes back, set for Batoon. Couldn't get enough power on it, so Lee's there. They go up to Steinwand. Steinwand, does she find the line? No, just a little bit long. And the Argonauts get the point. Notre Dame, Dana Mir out of Belmont, California. 8-7, they're trailing here in set number three, looking for their second consecutive victory as they beat Holy Names on Wednesday. Their serve finds Logaduce. Nice serve receive. Gets it over to Steinwand. Steinwand set up perfectly. Logaduce with a nice start to that play. Smith with a beautiful set, and they got Steinwand on that left side for the easy kill. 9-7, Penguins lead. Lee back to serve, the libero for the Penguins. Back row, Quintero. Billingsley over to Hardy. Hardy hit it awkwardly. She wasn't impressed with her hit, but it found the floor as no Penguins were there. Kind of went at a diagonal angle. No Penguins were there. Hardy gets the kill, and the Penguins now only up by one here in set number three, 9-8. Back to serve, Quintero. Goes to Logaduce, set by Smith. Steinwand with the kill in the middle. And Steinwand really showing what he can do. She's the only double-digit killer on either team coming into this third set, and she's done it perfectly the last 2 points for the Penguins, 10-8. Set number three, Penguins up two. Back to serve, Smith. Alvarez handled for the Argonauts. Set up nicely, quickly for Lauren Brown. Lauren Brown knocks it down. 10-9, Argonauts trail just by one. And this set kind of resembling the first set in which it was going back and forth with no team really making either run. Set two was kind of different as the Penguins went on really two big runs to win by double digits. But set three, resembling that of set number one, as it's been a closely contested battle. Back to serve, Argonauts. Get it over. Steinwand. Her kill attempt, this time on the right side. Does she find the line? Yes, she does. They're going to call it inbounds. 11-9, Penguins lead. And they're saying contact was made. It wasn't inbounds necessarily, but they say contact was made at the net. Argonauts not happy with that call. Trailing by two now in this third set. Paulson back to serve. She goes softly over this time. Set quickly, Lauren Brown, but Lee's there. Back set. For Pilkington. Pilkington just has to hit it over as it wasn't right where she wanted it. Hardy now on the left side, blocked initially by Pilkington. Samantha Raines couldn't adjust quickly enough to get there. Argonauts get the point. 11-10 here in set number three. Penguins do lead 2-0 against the rival Argonauts. Back to serve. Hardy gets over. Smith has to run to set it. She gets there. Reggio curly into the block. Ball still with the Penguins. They go Pilkington on the other side. Hardy there. She's on a knee, but was able to play it. Alvarez into the block, and it goes out of bounds, and the diving Reggio Curley couldn't get there. 11-11. Argonauts tie it up in set number three. They beat Holy Names in four sets on Wednesday. Penguins lost to Fresno Pacific in five sets down in Fresno on Thursday. Fresno Pacific was the number four team in the conference at that time, so Penguins are playing some good volleyball. And a service ace there for Hardy as the serve receive was awkwardly handled, and they really don't know what happened there from the back row Paulson, and it's 11-12, Penguins trail. We'll see if Hardy can do it again. She's at the back. This time goes way soft and really mishit as it looked like a rainbow, and it went all the way to almost the radio booth here in the Collins Center. 12-12, Penguins tied up now. Coming to serve will be Van Ryn taking the place of Samantha Raines. Van Ryn back at the baseline of the basketball court. She goes now up to the white line of the volleyball court. Tossed over. Her serve long again. Giving the point and service back to the Argonauts. Samantha Raines checks in, but then Lee takes the place of Raines. 13-12. Argonauts lead here in set number three. Lauren Brown to serve. Her serve just gets over the net, almost looked like back-to-back service errors. Pilkington with a nice kill, but saving it was Brown. Now back row attack Hardy, didn't get what she wanted on it. Lee's there. Lee bump sets it over to Reggio Curley. Argonauts diving, sprawling, keeping it alive. Penguins once again in the middle. Madison Marshall knocks it down. The freshman in the middle knocked it down for the point. 13-13, Penguins tied up once again. Neither team looking like they can get two consecutive points, as it's really been alternating services back and forth here in set number three. Logaduce with the serve. Alvarez there for the Argonauts. Are going to set her up again. She goes into the block. Paulson, nice play. Smith keeps it alive. And Regio Curley into the block. She gets it over. Argonauts have it. Alvarez tries to go over on the second hit. Logaduce sniffed it out. But they're going to call a lift there on Smith on the set. No, double touch. Double touch on Smith. But she tried to run and set it. 14-13. Argonauts lead by one. Coming in for the Argonauts is going to be Billingsley. And she'll be back to serve. Up by one here in set number three. Tossed over, Palson there with the serve received nicely. Gets Regio Curley open on the left side, and she knocks it down to tie things up 14-14. Once again, point back and forth for both teams here. And back to serve will be Regio Curley. Penguins looking for that fourth conference win, as we've talked about, to move them to 4-14 overall in PacWest play. Just two more home games left after this one, and the season will conclude next week. And it'll be basketball season, which you can also hear here on radio.tomeka.edu. That starts Friday. And a kill from Alvarez there on the left side as it was blocked by Marshall, but no one can chase it down for the Penguin squad. So once again, Argonauts back up by one, a familiar setting here in set number three. Alvarez serves, Logaduce there. Smith sets cross-court over to Steinwan. Steinwan knocks it down. There's been no answer for Steinwan. They need to keep running to her as she's been the hot hand here in set number three and in this match in general. Ties things up for the Penguins, 15-15. Back to serve will be the libero lead for the Penguins. Remember, if they take this set, they do win the match. And a bad serve received. Samantha Raines had a chance to knock it back down in their face, but she mishit it. And she's not happy with the way that play ended up going, and she made the error. 16-15, Argonauts get the lucky point. Hardy didn't handle the serve perfectly. Samantha Raines had the chance to knock it back down. But just didn't hit it right. 16-15. Quintero with the serve. Smith has to run to set it. Steinwan again. Does she find the line? No. No contact made at the net. And they're going to give the point to the Argonauts. Really the first time all set number three that we've seen consecutive points here by either squad as the Penguins now trail by two in set number three. 15-17. Logaduce, back row, Smith with a jumping set over to Steinwan. And a somehow hot handle by Quintero. They go quick. Steinwan once again off the block. Argonauts have it. Quickly in the middle. That's Lauren Brown with the kill. And 18-15, Argonauts up three. Biggest lead of set number three for the Argonauts. 3 points, and Coach Stammer is going to take a timeout. We'll be back at radio.tomeka.edu with more set three action.
Try to find my face again. Buried beneath this house, my spirit screams and dies again. Out back a monster wears a cloak of Persian leather. Behind the TV screen, I'm falling to my knees. I said you got me where you want me. Makes me wanna sink my teeth in deep. Burn all the evidence of fabricated disbelief. Pull back the curtains, took a look into your eyes. My tongue has now become a platform for your lies. I said you got me where you want me again, and I can't turn away.
We're here at set number three in the Collins Center for PacWest volleyball action. Argonauts up in set number three, 18-15, but do trail two sets to none, so they're looking to force a set number four here. As they've gotten three consecutive points to build this three-point lead. Serve. Smith there to set. Steinwan once goes soft, but the Argonauts were able to get there. Lee has to chase it down to the one-handed hit to save, keep it alive. Samantha Raines with the kill. No, blocked. Argonauts have it. I heard a whistle, and they're going to call a double touch on the Argonauts as the play kind of continued after I heard that whistle. Things were able to get settled out, and the Penguins get the point, 16-18. Nice effort there from Lee to chase down the kill attempt from Hardy. She had one-handed hit to keep it alive. Really saved the Penguins there on that point. Now down just by two with service. Smith goes back row. Billingsley set for Lauren Brown. And Lauren Brown's been the hot hand for the Argonauts this set in the middle, and she gets the kill. 19-16, Argonauts up 3 in set number 3. Coming in for the Argonauts is going to be Harper and Rodriguez. Harper will be the server. She's at the back row, left hand, gets it over. Smith with the set, and that's an automatic. No! Set up perfectly for Steinwan. Looked like it was in. Had me excited, but goes out of bounds. 20-16, Argonauts lead. Looking to force a set number 4 here. 20-16 in set 3. The left-handed serve. Good. Samantha Raines in the middle, but Alvarez there to keep it alive. Now she's going to get the back row kill attempt. Lee there to dive and keep it alive. Pilkerton goes softly. Quintero chases it down for the Argonauts. They try to hit it over on 2, but the Penguins are there. Lee, set. Steinwan, back row, Alvarez there. Argonauts chased down. Ball just really bouncing around. 3 hit. Penguin had to get it over. Set from the Argonauts. Goes a little too long, and they're going to call a violation on the Argonauts. Point to the Penguins, 20-17. And with the way that point was going, the Penguins really needed to get it, both for momentum and the scoreboard's sake, as they couldn't afford to get down too much here towards the end of set number 3. Now trail just by 3 with service. They send in Paulson. Her serve, nice to the back row, Hardy there. Now she's going to get the kill attempt for the Argonauts off the block. Penguins do have it. Smith with a set to Pilkerton. Does Pilkerton get the kill off the net? Argonauts keep it alive. Nicely done by the Argonauts there. Point still going as it is Reggio Curley on a kill. And another whistle as the Argonauts are called on the net violation. 18-20, Penguins now down just by 2. And that forces a timeout for Coach Annalaro as Coach Stammer's squad came out of the timeout ready to go. And we'll be back at rio.dominican.edu with the conclusion of set number 3 in the Collins Center.
Clock tower door before everything changed. We were big-eyed boys with the salt on our skin. And we'd throw our kites to the wind. And they fly on and on. And on and on. On and on. And on and on. On and on and on and on.
Set number 3, Penguins trail by 2 points in set number 3, but they're looking to close things out as they took the first 2 sets against the Argonauts. 18-20 here. Paulson, the serve. Hardy there on the kill attempt for the Argonauts, but the Penguins were able to get there. Softly, Reggio Curley, and another violation on the Argonauts. That's 3 in a row, 20-19. Penguins lead. I mean, trail by 1. And it's a net violation again as Coach Annalaro try to get the specifics on what the whistles are being blown for. 20-19. Paulson looking to tie things up. She serves it over. They go quickly. Lauren Brown blocks. She goes once again. And that's a nice reaction by Lauren Brown. She was blocked right at the net. Ball came right back to her, and she went for another powerful kill. And she was able to find the back corner. 21-19. Lauren Brown serves. Paulson there with a nice service receive. They set it up perfectly for Reggio Curley, but her serve long. No contact made at the net, 22-19. And we're having at the scorer's table here, the two refs are talking with maybe some substitution error. So we're going to see what happens here, but for the moment right now, 21-19, Penguins trail. As she takes the paper from the official scorekeeper. Still confused as to what's going on here, as now the ref's going to go talk to the coach. And the Penguins will be back in the Collins Center on Tuesday, November 11th, to face Fresno Pacific at 7 p.m., which you can hear here live at radio.dominican.edu. And they just finished a tough one against Fresno Pacific. They lost 3-2. They got down 2-0, but were able to win sets number 3 and 4 to force the decisive set 5, which they dropped. But the Fresno Pacific, a very good team, as they are 18-7 overall, 12-4 in conference play. So a very capable team that they hung with very closely, and they were dealing with some injuries and some people missing that game. So a nice effort from Coach Stammer's team. And then wrapping up the home slate and season will be the game on Thursday, November 13th against Academy of Art at 7 p.m. And Academy Art will go into that. Right now standing at 12-13 overall, 7-10 in conference play. So the Penguins looking to take 3 in a row at home to end the season and try to move and pass Chaminade for 10th place in the PacWest standings. And we do have basketball action starting on Friday as they will take on Cal State Stanislaus at 7:30 and then play again on Saturday against Cal State East Bay. So basketball will be taking place. And now the refs talking with the Argonauts. I don't know what's happening here. I think we had a rotation mishap. So I'm not sure if the point will count. Things still trying to get settled here. 21-19 is what it stands at right now in set number 3. It's really quiet. I think everyone's trying to hear what the ref is saying to the team. I'm trying to figure out what's happening so I can give you listeners exactly what you need to know. I think it definitely was a rotational error as she's kind of directing which player for the Argonauts to go where. And last month against Notre Dame, Dana Meir, Penguins took the game, the match, 3-1. And Steinwan led the team with 15 kills. Pilkerton and Regio Curley had 11 apiece. And for the Argonauts, it was Alvarez with 21 kills. And the injured Falou, who had 14. So I think things have been resolved here. So the point's going to go to Tominigan due to the rotational error. So the score now. Score now 21-20, and the Penguins will get the serve. So kind of a twist of events here as the Argonauts did get the point. It looked like they were pulling away, but now due to the rotational error, we'll only be leading by 1 here in set number 3. So, they served out of rotation, which was the call. It's giving the point to the Penguins. So, 21-20, Penguins trail. They have the serve. Samantha Raines now back to serve. Can they tie things up here in set number 3? And a quick set to Lauren Brown, and she gets the kill. And kind of a momentum switch there, as if the Penguins would have got the point and tied things up, you would have felt the momentum change. But the Argonauts answer nicely, as it's Lauren Brown in the middle with the kill, 22-20 in set number 3. She's back to serve. Goes softly back, set over to Pilkerton. Pilkerton into the hands of Lauren, and Lauren saved it. Two Argonauts run into each other on the set. Bad communication. Ball goes out of bounds, and the point goes to the Penguins. And a mental mistake there, 22-21. Penguins trail just by 1 with service. Not what the Argonauts wanted to see there. Pilkerton with the lefty serve. Hardy handles it. Alvarez left side, blocked at the net. Diving to save it, but Regio Curley couldn't handle it. On the dive as it went almost towards where the scorekeeper is. Goes out of bounds. 23-21 Argonauts within 2 points of closing out set number 3. Back to serve for the Argonauts is Margaret Billingsley. 23-21. As Coach Stammer asking how many timeouts she has left. And she's going to take one here as it's only 2 points left for the Argonauts to close out set number 3. And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with more set 3 action. Set three resumes here. 23-21, Argonauts up by two with service. Paulson there, nice service reception. They go over to Reggio Curley, but Hardy's there. Hits it, kept alive. Alvarez, left-sided kill. Couldn't get what she wanted on it. Smith, set, cross court. Reggio Curley goes soft this time. Billingsley there for the Argonauts. Alvarez, left side again. Into the double block. Argonauts have it. They set it up. They go right side now. Tricked things up. Lee dives, goes out of bounds, and a huge point for the Argonauts. I wasn't expecting that, as it looked like they'd been going Alvarez all night. Faked it left, went right to the right side, and it's Kameen Rose, the 5'8 senior, with a huge kill to put the Argonauts up 3-1 point with him taking this set. Smith, quickly, Marshall. Couldn't get good contact on it. Alvarez to end set number three goes softly, and she does. And we will be having set four here. 25-21, Argonauts take set number three. And we'll be back at radio.dominica.edu with set number four. Set four now here in the Collins Center as the Penguins drop set number three, 21-25. They did end up beating the Argonauts last time these two teams met in four sets. That's what they're looking to do here as they'll be sending out Lee, Logaduce, Reggio Curley, Marshall, Steinwand, and Smith. The Argonauts will have service, and it will be Margaret Billingsley, the freshman, back to serve for Coach Annalaro and the Argonauts. She runs up, serves. Reggio Curley gets it. Back set for Marshall. Marshall, nice kill. And that's the way the Penguins wanted to start. 1-0. And coming in for Marshall after that nice kill is going to be Samantha Raines. Back to serve will be Lee for your Penguins here. Gets it over. Quintero there for the Argonauts. Alvarez left side. Lee, nice handle. Samantha Raines at the net, met with Batoon. Now the Penguins have it.
Steinwand off the net and it falls. Penguins get 2 points to open up set number four. Lee again will serve up 2-0 in set number four. Look for them to end it here because they don't want a decisive fifth set. They've lost their last two matches in five sets. Don't want to have another one here. Up 2-1. Quintero handled for the Argonauts. Batoon with the kill. Nice diving dig from Lee. Steinwand, can't she get the kill off the double block? Quintero chases it down. But her set couldn't be good enough as it hits off the net, and the Penguins get the point 3-0. Lee will go back for another serve here, looking to make this a 4-point lead. Lee gets it over. Hardy there for the Argonauts. Now Alvarez left side. Nice diving save from the Penguins once again. Steinwand couldn't get a good kill on it as it was kind of an awkward settle. But they do save it. And Lee with a diving one-handed dive dig to try to save it, but the Penguins couldn't get it. Argonauts get the first point of set number four for them as they trail now 3-1. Back to serve is Alvarez, fresh off that kill. She goes back row, Riggio Curley, service received, not there, so Hannah Smith just dumped it over on the second hit. And that's Hardy. Lee over to Smith, Smith to Raines. Raines into the block and on the other side of the net, so Raines will get the kill, 4-1. Coming in for the Penguins will be Pilkerton, and back to serve is Hannah Smith. 4-1. Penguins lead in set number four. They try to get Batoon on the kill. Riggio Curley hits it. Lee once again on the dive to keep things alive for the Penguins. Now Argos have the ball. Blocked by Raines. Argos still have it. They go once again to Hardy. Avoids the double block that time. Smith over to Steinwand. Steinwand, her kill, not good. Billingsley, Hardy. Hardy dumped over softly as Raines was able to stay in the air and knock it back over to them. Once again, the Argos with the kill attempt. Things need to settle here as both teams kind of just going awkwardly. And what a hit by Steinwand. Running to the right, she hits it to her left. And the diving Alvarez couldn't get there. And the Penguins go up 5-1 in set number four. 4-point lead. Looking to close things out in four sets here. Get their fourth conference win. Argonauts back row kill from Alvarez. Nice topspin, but the Penguins are there. Samantha Raines into the block of Batoon. And Batoon knocks it back into the face of the Penguins. 5-2, Argonauts trail, but do have service. Batoon leads the team in blocks, and today she has two, now three. Back to serve is Quintero. Bounces it hard off the ground a couple times, looking for the play call, I believe, as she's kind of peered over to the bench. She hits it over Lee. Smith, quick set for Steinwand. Steinwand, the back row kill into the net. And the point goes to Notre Dame. Dana Meir, 5-3. Argos trail just by two. Quintero once again will be serving. The Noramura team is beating the ball into the ground. She does that quite a few times as now she's finally settled it. Throwed it up softly. Steinwand there with the reception. Set up quickly for Samantha Raines in the middle. Nicely done by Smith and Raines there. As Smith set it quickly, Raines was able to knock it down. Give point and service back to the Penguins, 6-3. Back to serve will be Paulson. She tosses it to the back row. Hardy's there. Now she's going to get the kill attempt off the top of the net and falls. Really nothing the Penguins can do about that as it hits the top of the net, bounces over. None of the Penguins can converge to get the ball. 6-4, Argonauts trail by two. Coming in for the Argos is going to be Sarah Rodriguez, the junior. Back to serve will be Jacqueline Harper, the lefty. Nice serve, but Lee handles it. Smith has to run and set it, so the Penguins just get it over. Now Argos, it's Harper, up to back row, Alvarez, and a nice kill, perfect top spin. A diving Lee couldn't get there. Point to the Argos, 6-5, down by just one. Back to serve, once again, will be Jacqueline Harper. The lefty has a very deceiving serve. This time she goes a little softer. Paulson's there. Smith back set to Pilkerton. Pilkerton nicely off Quintero as Quintero couldn't handle it. And the lefty gets the kill, 7-5. And Madison Marshall will check in for the Penguins. Back to serve Samantha Raines. Back row Alvarez. Harper quickly to Brown. Penguins couldn't react fast enough. Argonauts get the point, 7-6. And Brown came alive in that third set as she entered this fourth set with 8 kills, now has 9. So she's looking to get into double digits with just one more. It's going to be Hardy on the serve. Back row, Riggio, Curley. They send up Pilkerton on the right side. Blocked, so Marshall just knocks it over. Penguins have it. They go over to Pilkerton. Pilkerton, once again, the lefty does it. Powerful. Quintero can't handle it. 8-6, Penguins up 2 again. Coming in for Pilkerton is going to be Logaduce. As Coach Stammer, very impressed with the way Pilkerton plays. So gives her a nice round of applause when she exits. Lauren Brown goes soft this time for the Argonauts. Penguins react. It's Riggio Curley, softly Hardy in the back row. Kept it alive. Now Hardy's going to get the kill. Lee with a sprawling dive to keep things alive. Madison Marshall in the middle knocks it down. Big point for the Penguins. Nice effort from Lee to keep things alive. 9-6, Penguins up by 3 in set number 4. It took set number 1, 29-27. Took set number 2, 25-13. And dropped set number 3, 21-25. Now up 9-6 in set 4, which could be the end of it. Into the block, Alvarez got into Marshall's hands. Marshall, though, ball ricocheted into the stands as none of the Penguins could chase it down, 9-7. Lauren Brown will go back to serve for the Argonauts. Down by 2. It's important that they make their run soon if they want to stay in this one. Smith on the set. Paulson hits it over. Now the Argonauts just have to get things over as the set wasn't good. Smith tries to trick him, but the Argonauts are there. And Logaduce dives as the kill from Lauren Brown in the back row falls short, and Penguins couldn't get there, 9-8. Argonauts trail just by 1 now. And really, take away that second set for both teams, and this has been an evenly matched game going back and forth. Argonauts have it on their side. Harper with the setup to Alvarez. Alvarez goes softly. Smith goes back set. No, she goes to the left corner where it's Riggio Curley, but the Argonauts answer with being there. Penguins have it. Quick set, Marshall in the middle. Yes, it's down. Madison Marshall, the freshman, has played a huge impact here in set number 4 as they're up by 2, 10-8. Coming in for Paulson is going to be Steinwand, and back to serve will be Riggio Curley. 10-8 in set number 4. Riggio Curley at the line, gets it over. Hardy with the handle. A quick set catches Steinwand off guard as she went up to block it. But it was a quick set, so really caught her off guard and caught her on the elbow. So the Argonauts get the point, 10-9. Coming in for the Argonauts is going to be Billingsley and Kameen Rose. She got a huge kill in set number 3. Smith with the set. Marshall into the block, and Marshall with another kill. 2 straight kills for Madison Marshall, as Coach Stammer very impressed with the freshman there in the middle, giving the service back to the Penguins, 11-9, up by 2. Lee, her serve, finds Hardy. Billingsley over to Alvarez, and Alvarez knocks it down. The freshman has been very composed this game, giving things back to the Argonauts, 11-10. Alvarez will serve. Team leader in kills. Finds Logaduce. Nice service receive. Steinwand with the kill. And she knows what she does. She knocks it down. 12-10. Penguins lead. And service goes back to them. Neither team being able to mount 2 consecutive points as they're trading services back and forth. Smith, once again, will serve here in this set. She goes to Alvarez. Alvarez, Billingsley, back set for Batoon. Penguins there. Set for Steinwand on the left side. Blocked. Penguins have it. Lee just gets it over. Billingsley running set. Over to Hardy. Blocked at the net. Argonauts somehow keep it alive. Hardy once again. No, set was too far. Samantha Raines knocks it right back down on the Argonauts side. 13-10. 3-point lead. Penguins looking for that fourth conference win. Trying to move into 10th place if they can create a good homestand here. Hardy on the left side, her kill goes long, point to the Penguins, 14-10. And really the first run of the set, and Coach Al Analaro of the Argonauts senses that as she calls a timeout of her own, and we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with more set 4 action.
after all the Jets are in the boxes.
And we're back at the Collins Center. Penguins up 14-10 in set number four. They are up 2-1, trying to close out the Argonauts. And coming out of the timeout, not what you wanted to see if you're a Penguins supporter. Smith's serve goes long as a service error gives the point to the Notre Dame Danamir Argonauts. 14-11, Quintero, the libero, back to serve. They need to make a little run of themselves here to close the gap and force a decisive fifth set. Reggio Curley, not what she wanted on the service reception, but they end up getting the ball back. Steinwan, right side, her kill, good. And the 15-11 now, Penguins lead. Coming in for Steinwan will be Powelson. Powelson will go back to serve. She readies it, gets it over. It's Hardy in the back row. Now they're going into the middle with Lauren Brown, but the Penguins sniffed it out. Billingsley keeps it alive. Quintero with her bump set. Over to the Argonaut kill on the right side. No Penguin touched it, and yeah, they're going to get the whistle there as the Penguins get the point and went into the net. So it's 16-11. Penguins lead up by five, trying to close things out here in set number four. Powelson back to serve once again. Back row. Does she get the service ace? No. Argonauts chase it down. Can they get it over? They do. Lee, nice bump set. Over to Samantha Raines quickly, and she knocks it down. 17-11. Penguins with all the momentum trying to close it out here in set number four. Up by six. Powelson once again will serve. Needing just one more set victory to close out this match and get their fourth conference win. Hardy on the left side into the block of Raines, and Raines will get the block point as it falls back down on the Argonauts side, 18-11, and another timeout called by Coach Annalaro and the Argonauts. And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu after the timeout.
Screams Mary. Will the wind ever remember the names it has blown in the past? And with this crutch, its old age and its wisdom, it whispers, no, this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.
Back to the Collins Center. 18-11, Penguins lead in set number four. Powelson back to serve. Nice serve. Hardy does handle it, though. Lauren Brown in the middle with her kill, and she gets it down, so she's now in double digits for this match, and she gets her 10th kill. 18-12, Penguins lead. Coming in for the Argonauts will be Harper to serve, and also will be Sarah Rodriguez. Harper in the back row. She gets it over softly. Lee, not her best pass, but Smith was able to chase it down. And they get Reggio Curley on the left side, and it does find the line for the point. 19-12. Penguins up by seven, trying to end this match and take another 3-1 match victory over the Argonauts and sweep them in the season series. Samantha Raines serve. Nice topspin, awkwardly handled by Quintero. She had to dive to keep it alive for the Argonauts. Penguins left side. Reggio Curley with a nice kill attempt, but the Argonauts were there. Hardy has to get it over on three. Smith, quick back set for Pilkington. Pilkington into the hands of Alvarez. Alvarez can't handle it. Hardy almost tried to dive into the stands to save it. She couldn't make contact, and a point to the Penguins, 20-12. I think the ball woke up the service dog that's over there in the stands, as now he's all riled up. Pretty nice to get the dog in the action there. 20-12 here. Penguins up by eight in set number three. Samantha Raines in the back row with a nice pass, getting it over to the left side where it's Reggio Curley on the kill. 21-12. The freshman having a great game, 4 points away from closing out this match. They beat the Argonauts last month, 3-1. Right now trying to do the same thing here in set number four, up nine, 21-12. It's Hardy with a kill, blocked the net. They keep it alive, and a lift call there on Harper, the setter. The senior couldn't quite get there in time. She lifted it 22-12. Penguins up by 10. Samantha Raines would love to keep serving until this match is over. She's back. Goes to back row, Alvarez. Harper, back set for Lauren Brown, and Lauren Brown having a great game here. Her 11th kill, 22-13. And that play's been working. We saw in the first two sets, they were only going to Hardy and Alvarez on the two sides, but now they're going to Lauren Brown in the middle to add another dimension to this attack. It's kind of working for the Argonauts. Smith, back set over to Pilkerton. Pilkerton gets the kill, and she's had a great third and fourth set. 23-13, Penguins up by 10. Just 2 points away from taking this match. Coming to serve and take the place of Pilkerton will be Loga Duce. She's back to serve. And her serve, not what she wanted, as it's a service error, giving the point to the Argonauts. 23-14. It's going to be Lauren Brown, the freshman from Moreau Catholic, back to serve. She tosses it up. Back row, Lee. Smith goes over on two, but the Argonauts are there. Brown set for Alvarez. She hits it over on two. Lee's there. Madison Marshall in the middle. Argonauts can't. Yes, they do get it over somehow, some way. Keep this point alive. Marshall goes softly. Penguins still playing it. Smith goes cross court. Everyone's out of position, but they're keeping it alive. Penguins diving twice to stay with possession. Now our Penguins have it. Another dive. We had three Argonauts hit the ground, but none of them could keep it alive once again, 24-14. And that seemed like a point that was going back and forth, but the Penguins ended up finishing it off. And now with set and match point as they're up by 10 in set number four, 24-14, can close things out here with one more point. It's Reggio Curley with the serve, Hardy. Nice set. Batoon tried to get the kill, Penguins are there. They go quickly to Marshall. Any contact made at the net? No, it goes a little long. Things still alive for the Argonauts, 24-15. It would take quite a run for the Argonauts to force a set five, but they did what they had to do and get that point, 24-15. Coming in to serve will be Billingsley. She gets it over Lee to a knee, but keeps it alive. Now left side. Does she end it? Steinwan, no, the Argonauts are there. Quintero with a nice play off the kill attempt. Hardy just gets it over. Loga Dice, back set. Marshall, the freshman, off the net, doesn't make any contact with the Argonauts. And that once again, the Argonauts stave off the second set point and match point as it's now 24-16. Match point number three for the Penguins. Can they close it here? 24-16. Back row, Lee, not a great pass, but it somehow it worked as Smith knocked it over and Batoon couldn't quite get it. Penguins end it there. Kind of a confusing way to get that point, but they'll take it 25-16. The Penguins win this one and wrap up a 3-1 match victory over the rival Argonauts. And it was 29-27, 25-13. They dropped set 3, 21-25, but took set number 4, 25-16, to move to 4-14 in conference overall and 6-20 on the season with just two more home games left, one against Fresno Pacific. And that will be on Tuesday, and then Senior Day on Thursday, November 13th, against Academy of Art. So tune in at radio.dominican.edu for that. And from Mike Temple, we have concluded action there. Tune back in on Tuesday against Fresno Pacific for some more volleyball action. See you later at radio.dominican.edu.